proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. Today we begin a series on the adages of Agur, as contained in Proverbs chapter 30. We know very little about Agur. All we have in Proverbs 30 is the statement that he's the son of Jacob. His adages recorded various observations about life. Supposedly in a conversation he had with two individuals named Ithiel and Ukel. The name Agur derived from a Hebrew verb that meant to gather. Some commentators regarded the name Agur as a nickname for Solomon. This identification seems unlikely. Note that Agur claimed that, quote, "I neither learn wisdom nor have the knowledge of the holy," unquote. Such an assertion did not correspond with the statement found in 1 Kings chapter 4, namely that, quote, "God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart," unquote. Consider, though, that the author of Proverbs 30 included that chapter as a section consisting of what Proverbs 35 labeled the Proverbs of Solomon. Such an inscription implied that Solomon himself was the author of Proverbs 30. If so, such a circumstance would place the composition of Proverbs chapter 30 during the 9th century B.C. when Solomon reigned. Other people have postulated that Agur might have been one of the, quote, "masters of assemblies," unquote, a term found in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. The Jerusalem Talmud applied the phrase "master of assembly" to the Sanhedrin. That body functioned as a court to adjudicate Jewish legal questions. However, the phrase "masters of assembly" might refer to the adages themselves, not to the individual who might have offered them. The characters Ithiel and Ukel did not appear in any other portion of the Old Testament. These individuals might have served as Agur's scribes, playing a role similar to that of Baruch, the son of Neriah, for the prophet Jeremiah. Ithiel and Ukel could have also been one of Agur's disciples. The text found in Proverbs chapter 30 differed stylistically from the maxims found in the first 24 chapters of Proverbs. Unlike Solomon, Agur did not present a list of practical behaviors for his audience to emulate or avoid. Instead, he made existential observations about various matters. One peculiarity of Agur's approach lay in the use he made of linking four unrelated natural phenomena to illustrate certain aspects of life, facets which he claimed to lack understanding of. In later sessions, we will examine this aspect of Agur's modus operandi. The opening verse of Proverbs 30 described that chapter as a prophecy. Masah, the Hebrew word rendered as prophecy, usually referred to something carried by another. It could denote a literal burden, as in 2 Kings chapter 5, when Naaman alluded to carrying, quote, "two mules' burdens, Masah, of earth." The term could also indicate a metaphysical type of burden. An example of the latter usage appeared in the 7th chapter of the book of Job, where that protagonist exclaimed, quote, "Why hast thou set me as a mark against thee, so I am a burden, Masah, a burden to myself," unquote. Thus the term prophecy in Proverbs 30 did not imply that the contents of the chapter had anything to do with biblical revelation. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.